Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. This is your host, Joanna Fatonji. And if you're listening in for the first time, welcome to my universe. So, on this platform, we talk about everything concerning health, well-being, spirituality, and how to create the life that you truly desire to express. So, today is the not last day, but one day before the last day of my own set challenge. I decided for 2024 to really dive in with my goals, right? And goals is not something, it doesn't have to be something crazy big or something exhausting, or I don't even know how to say it, but like for me, it was important to dedicate myself every day, especially of the first month of the year, because we all know people like to set New Year's resolutions and intentions, and it is statistically proven that I don't know how many, but definitely 90% or so of the people who set New Year's resolutions give up during the first month. So I decided I am serious about my message. My message is to help you to create the life of your dreams, of your authentic dreams. That's really something of your authentic dreams. And why this is so heavy on my heart is because I have been on this journey for almost 9 years already. And what has led me to the journey was definitely the pain in my heart of not belonging to whatever I saw around me. Like, I wanted to be fulfilled with this deep, deep, deep love and longing for this love outside of myself has led me to even more pain, like being abandoned again and being rejected by people, having unsuccessful relationships with friends and lovers, and this leading me to even more pain. And then I set out on the journey of healing. This has been the path. Healing, starting with healing in terms of physical healing. I became a nutritionist. I learned so much about food and health and sleep and hormones and things like that. But there was something deeper calling me. And the calling was really learning more about the soul, about spirit, about spirituality, about God. For me, I like to use this word. If it doesn't resonate with you, just use something else. So I wanted to find out about the mysteries, right? The mysteries of life. What is it? Like, how can we create the so-called miracles, just like Jesus said, or how can we create the peace and the joy and the abundance and the reverence for life that other mystical and spiritual practices are talking about? I wanted to know it. I didn't only want to study it like a little bit and just on the surface. Like, if I am interested in something, I dive in fully. Like, I plunge in and I really suck out the marrow. Like, I really eat and drink whatever it is that I'm studying. So that's what I did. And I found all of this knowledge and I want to share it. I want to share it. I want to share it with you because today I know that we can create a life that is deeply fulfilling to us, right? And therefore, we have to do the work of, deconditioning ourselves from what we believe the world wants from us, the things our parents maybe wanted from us, what society wants from us, what we believe we have to do in order to be loved and to be safe and protected. So that is my intention still, and I always want to remind myself of it and also you. And today I had a bad day, to be honest, and I'm gonna be like, as I said, for me it's very important to be authentic, and I hope it creates value for you. So today I had a relatively bad day. I went to bed early last night. I woke up early. I woke up and I was ready for the day, but I was so tired. I was so tired. I was so low in energy, even though like I am someone who tracks her cycle. So now I am in the phase, like in my personal spring, the energy like has to pick up again. And I actually wanted to go to the gym, but I felt too tired, too lazy. So I decided to just do another practice, like some embodiment practice, some dancing, some feeling the energy of my body. I meditated and I slept. I allowed myself to just sleep during the day. And I didn't consume anything else. I didn't listen to anything. I didn't watch TV or YouTube channels, or I didn't listen to content or whatever. Like I try to stay very quiet and just look out of the window and help myself to become quiet, because I realized that there was something going on. I was having like a little, not panic attack, but I was feeling like, is this how I want to spend my life? As I'm saying, I'm going to be very transparent with you, because the thing that I'm the concept or the experiment that I'm doing right now is like I took the whole January only for me. I didn't meet friends. I didn't go out. I didn't socialize. I didn't really go out and be around people. People contacted me, like people wrote me, people tried to call me, people tried to meet, but I didn't want that. I decided that I wanted to focus on my book. I wanted to focus on this challenge of creating content every day and just being quiet and peaceful and releasing all of that I wanted to release. Inside my mind, inside my heart, and also inside my plate, like my apartment. I got rid of things. I got rid of like jewelry and clothes and even furniture pieces. And like I really released a lot. And I'm very happy to share this with you today, because it reminds me that this is the work that I have been doing. And sometimes, even though it is not like it's not the regular job of going out 9 to 5 and working 10, 11, 12 hours, but it was more of internal cleansing, energy cleansing, releasing things, emotional labor, letting go of things, and being confronted with myself, being confronted with old things, maybe old fears, because I always see that when we do the surface level things, just like this podcast now, I'm learning to not judge myself. That was part of the concept, or that was part of the experiment, that I knew showing up every day wouldn't create, or maybe yes, I don't know, but I gave myself permission to show up every day, and making it okay that not every episode will be a masterpiece, right? Just like someone who says they are an author, they write every day. They write every day, but not every day there's going to be the flow. Not every day there's going to be the amazing the amazing creation, not every day as a musician or as a DJ or as a poetess or whatever you call yourself, not every day is going to be a masterful day. Not every day is going to be the day you create the masterpiece, but you do it again and again and again and again and again and again. This is your profession. This is your profession now. This is what you do. And not every day is going to be amazing. And this, especially as a woman, and this is also part of the experiment. As I said, I am someone who tracks her cycle. So we have these four phases in our cycle. We have the summertime, we have the springtime, we have the fall, and we have the wintertime in our hormonal cycle, right? So it's a rising and falling of energy and giving myself permission to experience all of that. So when the energy is up, you can be up, right? If the energy goes down, you go down. I believe that there is there's like for me definitely, and you can feel inside you too, like the programming that we think that if we show up, we have to show up. Like consistency could be something that we misconstrued for showing up the same way each and every day, but that's not how it is, right? Showing up every day is not showing up the same every day, but showing up every day for me is a deep sense of self-love in terms of, so today I might look amazing and I feel amazing and I'm fully creative and I have had this amazing idea and I'm fully vibrant and I know what to say and I know, or that's what I believe. I believe that what I'm creating or I'm about to create is going to be amazing. You're going to love it. And that's exactly like why I'm here. Like I'm showing up in my full glory. But tomorrow I might be tired. Just as I said, like today, that was the day, even though I thought I must be full of energy, right? So today I was tired. I slept. I baked brownies. I baked the brownies on Sunday already, and they were so delicious. And today I ate the last brownie, and then I slept, and everything I just already shared with you. And now I just sat back down with my book and I was reading and I was tired. And I thought, oh my God, like when my own book is not even catching my attention, you know? So all of these feelings and these thoughts of self-judgment, of criticism, of, yeah, judging ourselves for not being perfect, everything came up and I could let it come up. And learn as best as I could to hold myself and to hold myself in love and self-compassion for just being a human being, being a woman, and allowing myself that not every day is going to be perfect. Yeah, I think that's really the main message I want to share with you. That is, tomorrow is going to be another episode. And I don't know how tomorrow's going to be. I don't know. But I will definitely show up for you and for me, for you and for me and the entire human race. And I really mean it. It just came to mind this Miss Michael Jackson song, right? For you and for me and the entire human race. And that's it. Like, I believe the next phase of creators or the next phase of humanity and the human evolution is going towards that, is about showing up for what you believe in and showing up even though you're not perfect. And I believe this is part of what we believe in, that we should come out of the dark. Right out of the hiding, out of the feeling of not being enough, out of the imposter syndrome, out of the Yeah, out of belittling ourselves because we are not perfect. What I said yesterday, if you listen to my episode yesterday, I believe it has a lot to do with how we grew up, like the how we perceive people who are staged, right? If you look at a show at a show on TV or something, everything is perfect. But because it is made, right? It's a show. The makeup, the lighting, the people come with high energy and all of that, which is beautiful, but it is action, right? It's action time. And that's perfect. And there is a time and a place for that too. But I believe in order to realize that, in order to, for example, like not only a show, but for a book or for a piece of art or for a product or whatever you are thinking about creating, in order to create that product or in order to create that book or whatever it is, there is a space, a time of creation. And most of the time, people, other people, the outside world doesn't see behind the curtain. They don't see what's going on every day when you wake up, when you go to bed, how the day was. People don't see that. People don't see how a show is being constructed, how it's being choreographed. Yeah, you're doing the choreography and things like that. We don't necessarily see all those things that along the way people cry, people are hurt. Things don't go as planned, but then there's the moment of showtime and everything is perfect and we are in awe and we're like, wow, this is amazing. Again, I'm not saying anything against this concept, but I believe in order to be a creative or to be a whatever you call yourself, a creative, an entrepreneur, I think it's all the same. The real work happens behind the curtain. The real work behind happens behind closed doors, and it is showing up every day. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't have the same energy level, and it is about what you choose. Like while I said, showing up every day, even if you don't feel like it. So for me, for example, I am h about health. Like I'm a holistic health advocate. And but this it doesn't mean that I am going to the gym every day. I think even that we want to break that down, right? I don't go to the gym every day. Sometimes I really just stretch. That's like just everything that I do. I just move, I just dance, I just stretch a little bit, not maybe even for 10 minutes, maybe even less. Sometimes that's all that I do. Or with food, the same thing. Sometimes I think my food is quite on point, but as I said today, I didn't really have lunch or anything like that, but I had my brownie and then I fell asleep. So it is not about perfection, but it's about having an intention, having a goal, having something that you really love doing. And for me, it is about bringing authenticity to you in my own pursuit of becoming more of a light, right? As a lighthouse, as a role model, or as someone who just walks along the journey with you. And that's it. It doesn't have to be perfect. At the end of the day, for me, authenticity means to show up every day. And what helps me there is I think I told you a few times already now that I live in the same house as my mom. Like it's not that we live in the same apartment, but it's the same building. And just being around my original family or just my mom, literally, helps me to stay grounded because I love my mom and I respect my mom and I see her. I see her intelligence. I see her beauty. I see the amazing woman that she is. How do I say it best? Like, even though she's so close to me, she's my mother. And I'm saying that because I believe that many times when something is very close to us, we don't see the brilliance. Me and my mom, we have been speaking about that, like that there's this saying in German, you are never a prophet in your own country or around your own people. People that are very close to you, many times they don't see your brilliance, they don't see your light, they don't see your intelligence or your excellence because they're so close. We start to take what is so close for granted. And that's the same thing with life itself. We are alive, but we don't take being alive and another day. We take it for granted because until the day we are sick, or until the day something happens to us, or until the day someone we love dies, we don't take life for granted because it is just given. You understand? And it's the same thing with people because they're so close, and maybe because just to also conclude the thought of being around my mom, I see her every day. I see her in pajamas. I see her when she's just lounging, but I also see her when she gets dressed up and things like that. I see her in all facets of life. And I believe that there is something also programmed inside of us that because we have been raised and we have looked to the TV and the glam life, and we all want to be glammed up. And we live in a time where so many people have plastic surgery and look good all the time. People are wearing filters on their face when they don't have makeup. I'm not judging none of that. I've done things like that as well. But I want to come to more authenticity and being more authentic, meaning I don't look glammed up right now. Like I have been in my PJs all day, even though I know, even being working from home, being in my home office, yeah, there are many days where I wake up and I get dressed and I put on makeup and I feel like I'm outside. But some days we are not. Some days we're not. So let's be honest about that, right? But it doesn't take away from my brilliance. It doesn't take away from my knowledge, you know? It doesn't take away from my excellence. It doesn't take away from everything I've learned, like the excellent mind cultivation. And the same thing applies to you. Again, I always share my stories. Just also for you to reflect back on you. Just because we don't look perfect, we don't look the parts every day, doesn't mean that we're not the superstar. Because at the end of the day, the superstar will also take off their makeup and go to bed and wake up the next day, maybe not feeling like getting dressed, right? So this is the reason and the intention of this experiment of creating every day and sharing with you is to show up every day and to realize that we don't have to be perfect. We just have to do it. We just have to show up, just have to do it each and every day, each and every day again. And to realize that we always have more to give. This is also the experiment that I want to give to myself. And I kind of knew that it was in it. But some days, just like today, I didn't really feel like coming here and recording something since I told you about my day. You know, maybe I'm very sure you've had a day like that before too. And you're like, oh, you know, I don't really feel like talking to nobody. I don't really feel like, just sharing myself. I just want to be invisible, Yeah, so this is how I felt today, and but now I'm here and talking openly from my heart and actually being very happy about what comes out because it is valuable for me, at least. It shows me what this month has done for me, not showing up perfectly. And as I'm thinking about that, also as an entrepreneur, for many starting entrepreneurs, it is this you if you've worked for somebody before, even being in a high level job. I've told you that I've worked in this sales job, and I literally worked for 10, sometimes 12 hours a day. And I did that with no, like, of course it was exhausting at some points, but I did it because there was no real choice, right? So I woke up, I got dressed, I went to the job, and then you just do what you got to do because you know that this will like pay your bills, right? This will pay your bills, and this is going to be what makes you live the life you want to live. And we want to do the same thing with our own, yeah, with our own business and with our own dream. Right? We want to wake up and just do what needs to be done. Yeah, even though we're flexible, we can be more flexible. We have more time freedom. But at the end of the day, it's still, I always like to say at the end of the day, right? But it is really about having the same, I don't only want to say work ethic, but the same sense of responsibility towards ourselves and our clients or audience or supporters or however you want to call your audience, the people that you want to reach. We have the same responsibility towards ourselves and them, right? And you go to work no matter how you feel, right? No matter how you feel, but also learning to navigate the different energy levels. Yeah, so I'm feeling into if there's anything more to say here. What value can I share with you? I think that's it. It's really about realizing that you are a gem, that you are valuable, that your knowledge that is so, yeah, that's one thing I want to dive into. This is also something that happens to me. So, since I love reading myself, like reading other people's books and reading other people's stories and listening to other people's stories and things like that. I read a book here from one woman. She's also a health coach, and I had the privilege of meeting her during my time at Miss Germany, and she signed the book. It's lying here in front of me. I took it as an inspiration for the structuring of my own book. And there, she wrote something about like her knowledge and sharing the knowledge of also health for other people. And sometimes, me personally, because I have been studying personal development, health, well-being, meditation, energy, breath work, all of these things, since I've studied this for a long time now, it has become a part of my life. As I just said, I'm not always perfect at it, but more or less, all of the things that I've learned, I'm applying it. It is my lifestyle. It is my lifestyle. It is what I surround myself with. It is the way my apartment is furnished and things like that, right? So it is nothing special to me anymore. This place that I'm at is nothing exciting, so-called, for me anymore because it is established as my normal, as my new normal. And there will be other levels of new normal that I want to reach. But the same thing is true for you. So maybe you know something and it is so normal to you, but I want to let you know that Me personally, I sometimes feel like, like who cares? You know, like who cares? It's so normal. I know it, so everybody knows it. But I know that not everybody knows it. Otherwise, we would live on a completely different planet. People would be at peace. People would be living in healthy relationships. People would be healthy. We wouldn't need the health system that we have, right? We would be living in a completely different way if everything I knew would be known and applied and lived and integrated by most of humanity. So even though I think it is normal and nothing new, it is nothing new for me, but I know that there are other people who will benefit from the way I think, the way I like my programs, my work, my mystery school, my transformational impulses, and all of the things that I create. I know that people will benefit from it because I remember how much I benefited from it, or how much it excited me when I first found it, and when I then integrated it, and when, like, now it is, as I said, now it's nothing exciting anymore. Because that's just my life. And this is where I want to really close off. This is where gratitude comes in. Because we are only like when everything is going perfect, many times we're not grateful because everything is perfect, right? Our health is perfect. Our life is good. Maybe our relationship is good. Our finances are good. When things go smoothly, most of the time we don't say thank you. It's just there, just the way like breathable air is there. We don't say thank you, even though it is so beautiful and it is perfect that it is there, right? So we want to learn to acknowledge what is already normal. And at the same time, we know that we want more. It goes hand in hand, right? Just having what you have and living in health and peace and love the way you are right now, if you are right now, like that's definitely where I am. And I'm very grateful for it. But sometimes, because it is so normal, we forget to be grateful for it. We forget to acknowledge it because it is our normal. And this is what I believe is one of the greatest awareness practices, to be grateful for what is, because at one point you have probably dreamed and prayed for it. I know I have, with everything I learned and everything I learned and applied and mastered and integrated. Like living from that place now, I'm grateful for it, even though it has already become a normal. And again, the same thing many times happens with people, as I just made the example with my mom. She has been there like all of my life, or most of my life, and she's still there. And I see her in every facet of her being. Like she's nothing, so, quote unquote, she's nothing special or unattainable, let's say that, because many times we think only the things outside of our reach, the things over there, the shiny objects over there, the new knowledge, the new person, the new place to live, the new job, or the new goal, that is what excites us. Yeah, that's okay and that's good, and so be it. But at the same time, really cherish, acknowledge, and honor what is already there. Because at one point, this probably was a dream, or maybe it is a dream for someone else. Because you have it, it is normal to you. But maybe someone else is praying for an amazing relationship like I have with my mom, or someone is praying for the peace I have inside of me, the health that I have, the apartment that I have. And the same thing goes for you. So we want to be aware that whatever we have is amazing. Yes, you are allowed to want and have more, but at the same time, really be grateful for what is going on, and whatever you have, the knowledge you have, the expertise you have, the awareness you have, the skill you have, even though it's so normal for you, it can be something amazing for someone else. This is how businesses get created, right? Because you can do something amazing. You can share it with somebody else because you can sing, you can dance, you have a good sense of aesthetics, whatever it is, you have knowledge that people need, right? Just because it's normal for you doesn't mean that it's not valuable to others. That is very important to me. I really want to stress this enough because I'm saying that because it's this it's what happens to me a lot of the times. Where I feel like it's so normal to me, it's probably not worth anything because it is so normal to me. But I know it's not. It's not, no, it's not unvaluable. It is valuable. And really, just looking back on how much money I spent to solidify all of that knowledge, I know it is valuable. So I hope this episode served you well. And I want to end with a question for you. Maybe you want to sit down and write on a piece of paper and really ponder upon it. Like, where in your life are you taking yourself, your knowledge, your life, your circumstances, your talents, your relationships, your health for granted? And where can you bring more appreciation and more grace and more honor to yourself and to your life? So that's it for today. Sending you so much love. Just know it is about the journey each and every day. And not every day is a highlight day, but we want to celebrate the day as good as we can because life is made up of each and every so-called normal day. Yeah. So much love to you. I'm going to be back tomorrow. And then the challenge is over. Of course, I'm going to continue recording amazing content for you, but I'm really looking forward to celebrate myself of going through this journey and accomplishing my first big goal for this year with you. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, I'm looking forward to deepen this relationship. Much love. Bye-bye.